This episode of SuccessCast is sponsored by Peak Talent Capital Solutions. Peak is a revolutionary alternative to the traditional staffing model. Ingenuity, intelligence, and keen marketplace insight drives talent management solutions that make a dynamic difference for partner organizations. From entry level to executive level, and every role in between, Peak is illuminating a path forward and meeting the future of work head on. For more information, please visit their website at peaktcs.com.
The views, information, or opinions expressed on SuccessCast are solely those of Michael R. Frazier and the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors or their employees.
Welcome in to SuccessCast and episode number 2, Anti-Fragility. I'm your host, Mike Frazier. I'll open this episode with a quote from the American Tibetan Buddhist Pema Chodron. Looking deeper, we could say that the real cause of suffering is not being able to tolerate uncertainty and thinking it's perfectly sane, perfectly normal, to deny the fundamental groundlessness of being human. End quote. Groundlessness. Unreliable. Without foundation. Unsupported. Maybe at times we feel rudderless against the uncertainty, and again feel we have no control over our lives, or we are being pushed or pulled by outside events. I equate that emotional state to as if we are a plastic bag in a parking lot during a windstorm. Where will we end up? Will the wind wane? Will someone or something stop our uncontrollable tumble? That's an unproductive state of mind, yet one we can control. In episode 1, I compared resiliency to the proverbial phoenix rising from the ashes, rising again after the fall. But have you noticed that some people tend to constantly deal with the same type of falls or failure, never seeming to learn from the experience, just repeating the same errors or acts over and over? Sure, they bounce back, but you're like, damn, Wilbur is resilient, but will he ever learn? And as I also stated in episode 1, I'll be sticking with mythical beast symbolism. This episode will address the concept of anti-fragility. Whereas resiliency is the phoenix, anti-fragility is the hydra, the multi-headed serpent monster in Greek mythology that was eventually slain by Hercules, but not before he dealt with a beast which could replace a lopped-off head with two others. I present resilience with the added boost of improvement. We're living during a period of radical uncertainty and disruption. How we respond will determine whether we rise or fall. Throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, more than 30% of adults have reported symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression, a nearly threefold increase from before the pandemic. Complex adaptive systems like humans need stress to learn, grow, and develop. Without it, each becomes weaker, and you guessed it, more fragile. If we can learn to reframe stress in a more constructive way, we can engage with uncertainty and disruption more positively and perhaps even benefit from the experience. We must understand that not all stress is inherently negative. In fact, there is eustress, which is defined as moderate or normal psychological stress interpreted as being beneficial for the experiencer. Eustress is necessary for our overall well-being. Examples would be the first day at a new job, the anticipation of a first date, or other exciting firsts. So eustress is a type of stress that is valuable for us to experience. Without it, it's common to feel a lack of motivation or meaning in our lives and, in more severe cases, depression. Now, I'd like to remind you that although changing one's perspective can certainly help with stress management, it's not the only strategy that should be used. If you have or invite too many challenges, even eustress can easily become chronic stress and lead to burnout or worse. It's important to be mindful of your limitations and to work diligently to maintain balance in your life. Know your limitations and get very comfortable with the word no. The fourth industrial revolution and the future of work are upon us and have delivered fresh complexity to the workplace. Our personal lives have become more difficult as we adapt to ambiguity and forced change to our work, family, and finances. Now, multiply ambiguity and complexity of this new world we navigate by the COVID-19 crisis, which was a clear inflection point. Life and plans, BC or PC, before COVID or post-COVID. COVID-19 impacted human life in an unprecedented scale, albeit quite a bit of that impact was due to overreach and overreaction. It also proved just how little we can predict and how quickly life can change. It becomes abundantly clear, now more than ever, we need to not only survive the disruption, challenge, and change, we need to learn from it, developing the ability to thrive forward as a result. Crisis reveals flaws. It highlights room for improvement. Good examples are the management of business operations and the vulnerability of our supply chain during the pandemic, to the recent pain felt at the gas pump due to our unnecessary and unwise dependency upon foreign oil. It also reveals character. I've sat on numerous meetings over the past few years with leaders experiencing epic levels of anxiety, depression, and even imposter syndrome. Men and women who are wired for more sunshiny days and not groomed for the massive demands of crisis leadership, where the ability to navigate the unclear and the unknown is paramount to survivability and thrivability. And it also acts as an accelerant, as we witnessed with the move towards hybrid work over the pandemic and more strategic talent management systems. We must discard our old ways of living and working based upon our faulty belief that we can control and predict what's coming. Instead, we will accept the inevitability of sudden change and wisely use it to learn, grow, and leverage the opportunities it presents. In his book, Anti-Fragile, Things That Gain from Disorder, scholar and statistician Nassim Nicholas Taleb introduces the concept of anti-fragility. He defines the term as things that benefit from shocks. They thrive and grow when exposed to volatility, randomness, disorder, and stressors, and love of adventure, risk, and uncertainty. Anti-fragility basically means that instead of only being resilient or adaptive, you get stronger in the face of extreme stressors, chaos, and disorder. Rather than just dealing with it, you use the experience to improve. Anti-fragility goes far beyond practicing resilience. Much like the alchemists of antiquity who worked diligently to turn common lead into gold, we're practicing brain alchemy. Our goal? To transmute chaos into an unshakable mindset. Taleb goes on to write, likewise with randomness, uncertainty, chaos, you want to use them, not hide from them. You want to be the fire and wish for the wind. We just don't want to survive uncertainty to just about make it. We want to survive uncertainty and, in addition, like a certain class of aggressive Roman Stoics, have the last word. The mission is how to domesticate, even dominate, even conquer the unseen, the opaque, and the inexplicable. This summarizes Taleb's assertive attitude to randomness and uncertainty. His observation that we underestimate the role of randomness in our lives, warning about the implications of overestimating our ability to predict significant events and their impact. In Anti-Fragile, Taleb provides a response to the question of what can a person or system do to limit exposure to events with massive downside risk and increase exposure to upside gains during uncertainty. This is the foundation of anti-fragility. 1. Uncertainty, randomness, and risk are naturally occurring and unavoidable inside complex systems. 2. Some things benefit from this uncertainty. 3. Individuals and systems can organize themselves to gain from this phenomenological disorder instead of fighting it or simply getting through. Examples of anti-fragile or complex systems include our muscles, our economic systems, the evolution of the species, and technological innovation. Another complex system, teams. During the time Taleb was publishing The Black Swan and Anti-Fragile, another leader was gaining practical experience leading teams through uncertainty. 4-star Army general and former commander of the Joint Special Operations Command, Stanley McChrystal, was in charge of understanding the nature of and eliminating emergent terrorist cells throughout Afghanistan and Iraq. Reflecting on his experiences in this novel war on terror, McChrystal authored Team of Teams, New Rules of Engagement for a Complex World. McChrystal and his co-authors emphasize that shared consciousness, a radical transparency of information, along with empowered execution, decentralizing choice to the local source where intelligence is fresh, are central to leading well in complex environments. He wrote that a complex system is one that has a diverse array of connected elements that interact frequently. Because of this density of linkages, complex systems fluctuate extremely and exhibit unpredictability. A single team at work, which includes humans of an increasingly diverse makeup, would fit a simple definition of a complex system. However, teams of teams also interact uniquely across an organization to get work done, which also meets this definition of complexity. All complex systems, including teams under the right leadership, not only bounce back after adversity, but they grow to levels they could have never grown to without the exposure. This is the main difference between resilience and anti-fragility. Resilient systems bounce back to the same level upon shock, whereas anti-fragile systems grow as a result. With the right level of stressors, not too much and not too little, almost a Goldilocks zone, the human psyche can be considered as one of these anti-fragile systems. Introducing the concept of anti-fragility into our mind allows us to adopt a radically different perspective towards events that were formerly labeled as negative. Recognizing the opportunity for growth that these adverse events present, the goal now becomes to welcome them as a much-needed challenge to help develop and sustain our anti-fragile minds. We should learn how to harvest uncertainty and randomness, reframing and leveraging to correct cognitive distortions, further enhance our own strengths, and view an uncertain world more objectively. We should take this new power to also improve upon the strengths of those we lead, fuel optimal business outcomes, and bolster well-being for those we serve. Now that is true maximization of resources within any organization. Be fire, wish for the wind. Wind extinguishes a candle and energizes fire. Some people are weakened significantly or even allow their candle to be blown out entirely by the winds of misfortune. Others gain strength, becoming more resilient and powerful in the presence of setbacks and challenges. The wind, a source of oxygen, fuels their flame, making their inner fire burn fiercer. The phoenix, from the ashes, stronger for the transformation. The hydra, more heads replace those lost to continue the battle. So while no one purposefully invites crisis into their lives, the past few years have shown us that crisis doesn't require an invitation. So no matter the issue, being able to embrace an anti-fragile mindset means you'll come out of the experience not just the same, but improved as a result. To get there, we must learn a few things, which requires us to unlearn others. The first we must learn is that by being too reliant on rules and routines, or the familiar and standard business as usual, standard operating procedures, which is hardwired into us because we do prefer familiar, makes us susceptible to potential collapse in times of crisis. Familiar makes us feel safe, since we assume that we are less likely to be harmed. The first step in developing an anti-fragile mindset is to go against the standard. So strike out, be a rebel occasionally. In fact, in this VUCA world, volatile, unpredictable, complex, and ambiguous, traditional approaches to life, career, and business just don't work, as they assume a level of stability that simply doesn't exist. An anti-fragile mindset also means creating space for failure, but not allowing any one failure to be catastrophic. We must learn to fail forward. It means that when we're working towards a goal, like changing careers, We have a contingency plan in place, a plan B, and so on down the alphabet. So if we totally bomb that interview today, we don't throw in the towel. Instead, we prepared our mind to move on to the next opportunity tomorrow. We learn from that awful interview. Practice and move strongly forward, aware that we can and will perform better. We will also never arrive at anti-fragile if we don't support that which we don't personally create or control. That's risky, I know. If you're not doing it or controlling it, well, someone will definitely screw it up, right? Control freaks rarely build trust in others. Without risk, there are no rewards. It was risky for me to start my own company when I had a very stable, well-paying, albeit crazy, stressful job, or this podcast for that matter, when I'm already secure in a career. These were calculated risks, but risks that I never once considered to be fatalistic. The idea of being anti-fragile is to treat all as a grand experiment. Take a few small risks that won't wipe you out if they flatline, but will put you on the path to personal and professional growth and mastery. I also encourage you to buttress your anti-fragility with inner strength. There are no safety nets in the real world, so work on your ability to cope. Tip: mental and physical fitness should be a priority for you if you wish to attain anti-fragility. In 2014, Rand Health conducted a study for the Air Force in which it examined the relationship between physical fitness and resilience, the foundation for anti-fragility. The study found that supporting or increasing the levels of physical fitness may facilitate resilience and could protect airmen, civilian employees, and Air Force families from the negative effects of stress. Bottom line, get off your ass. Move. Finally, we all need to learn to do more with less. Taleb intelligently states, the first step towards anti-fragility consists in first decreasing downside. As a society, we keep seeing what we can add to our lives to improve them, to make things easier, faster, make us stronger. That seldom works. The key to a better life, to becoming anti-fragile, is to see what can be eliminated from your life, and then eliminate it. In conclusion, the future brings with it many potential troubles. However, it is uniquely human and energizing to learn the nature of phenomenon that might otherwise be considered harmful, like fire was to early humans, then harness it for gain. We'll definitely go deeper into the subject as it pertains to leadership as we move forward. Now, I want to share something else with you before I close. In May 2020, during the early days of the pandemic, I wrote, "These past few months have tested me personally and professionally, as I imagine it has so many. My leadership and core strengths, my mindset, my abilities to adapt, stay centered, lead through uncertainty, see obstacles as opportunities, and provide strength, direction, and support to those around me were not requested, they were demanded. Not as a new social media bio, but for survival and a return to thrive. For myself, and most importantly, for those who depend on me. Life, and leadership for that matter, is certainly not a one-size-fits-all approach, but I think we can all agree that self-confidence is critical, especially during disruptive and stressful times. Part of enduring self-confidence is striving to become your best self. We must be more self-aware and unafraid to deliver daily if we are going to stay buttressed against the storms that will most certainly come. One pillar of mindset strength is to surround oneself with great people who contribute positively to our journey. We should also endeavor to pay more, give more, love harder, tip better, feel gratitude in the moment, tell folks thank you daily, show empathy and respect even when we aren't given any, mind our own damn business way more often, laugh at our own dumbassery, stop assuming, demand more of ourselves than we do others, criticize less, compliment more, make a habit of supporting others' success before our own, and most importantly, have, nurture, and protect a love that makes us smile when we return home from that wicked day that just totally kicked our ass. It's best self, not best selfie, baby. Well, that's the end of that reflection. Remember, a steady diet of fear leaves no appetite for attainment. I hope I've given you something of value here, and you'll find more on our website, successcast.com, if you wish to continue your journey to anti-fragility and beyond. We've also included the anti-fragile mind exercise and links to every resource mentioned in this podcast today. Stay groovy and pay all you know or may have learned forward. I hope you will join us in future episodes to stay motivated, educated, hopefully entertained, and very much informed. Till next time, mind how you go.